And I realized that when I was in the car, two of the guys, he had gone with the guy that I initially spoke with that looked like Waka Flocka. We went with that guy. And I was in the car, we're driving. I'm realizing my friends, I'm drunk, so I'm like, you know, I'm like that. Like, yeah. And then
shit get wild.
But dude, and then I realized, oh shit, I'm not with my friend anymore. Maybe we're going to meet up with him. I realized like the doors are locked, and so I can't. And I was in the back, so I couldn't get out if I wanted to. And all of a sudden, the car stops. I'm like drunk, think we're having this great conversation. And then all of a sudden, car stops, and they just turn around. They're just like, give me your wallet or your phone. Is there a way to lower the volume on the headphones just a little bit? Yeah, that's perfect. All right, J-Rod Pod, coming back. Let's go, 2.0.
Here we go.
Yeah, are we live?
Yep, J-Rod Pod.
All right, guys, welcome back to J-Rod Pod. It's been a while, but this is J-Rod Pod 2.0, revamped.
Yeah, the resurrection.
The resurrection. Before getting into anything, this is Jalen Hatcher. He's a Detroit comedian. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely, man. It's an honor for you to be here. Oh, obviously, we've made some studio upgrades, made a lot of money, so we were able to, you know.
I got a PPP.
Yeah, exactly.
See, we didn't waste it.
But with that being said, Jalen, you know, just so people can get an idea of who you are, you know, who are you?
My name is Jalen Hatcher, born and raised Westside Detroit. Been here in Michigan all my life. Been doing comedy for about a month and change. And I did a competition. Place fourth overall in 10 people competition.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's real dope. So, you know, it's like I'm really trying to get my legs in this shit, find my voice, really just want to do something that I love, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's how I met Jalen, just through doing the open mics. He saw me. You saw me. I bombed that night. What is the name of the
club? Tonight.
Club Tonight. Yeah. Yeah. I went up, I bombed, and I drove home. And I was just in such a depression, bro. After I bomb, I get depressed. But when I come back and then redeem it, there's not a better feeling.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Like, I mean, like, it's like when you get your first couple laughs, the shit is very addictive.
Yeah.
It's like, I see why. Like, it's like, I didn't get a lot of attention as a child that I believe I should have gotten, so... Like, I got to go out here and talk to strangers to get people to notice me.
Shit, bro. I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot of comedians kind of, something's got to prompt someone to want to go stand in front of a bunch of people knowing that, like, no one's going to laugh. Like, what you're trying to do at first, it's not going to.
Oh, yeah, like, comedy is, at its core, it's a thinking man's sport.
Yeah.
It's a lot like chess. You're playing the audience. So, like, you want to, like, depending on, like, the type of comic you are, who, like, your voice, like, your story, your audience will, like, roughly want to go with you or they'll reject you. So, you know, you got to really find who you are. And the best thing I've ever learned about comedy is to be authentic to yourself.
Damn.
Because, you know, like, whenever, like, anybody can, like, you know, say the exact same jokes, like, you know, Diddy, he's the diddler.
Right.
He's, like, right. Busting down doors, raping people, like... You hear that over 1,001 times in one night.
Yeah, because like, it's so hot right now.
Yeah, because it's like, and that form of comedy, it's still good. Don't get me wrong, it's still good, but it's just, it's not current anymore. Like the new generation of kids coming up, they want more. They want authenticity. They're tired of hearing the exact same thing. They, like, because like TikTok generation, man, these motherfucking kids, attention span.
True.
Gone.
What is it? You got like 4 seconds in the beginning,
like
to get their attention.
Oh, dude, it's like if you ain't got a person's attention in the first 10 seconds of a video, they gone.
Yeah, that's wild. That's why this will be edited because I started out very rigid, but it's straight. I mean, you know, that's how it goes. Just like with stand up, you know, I'm very new to it, and just like I understand that bombing is part of the process.
Oh yeah.
Well, damn, when it happens, bro.
Like, it's like, motherfucker, like, it's growing pains, man. Like, goddamn, it's like when you go to the gym, man, you working out, nigga, you doing your shit, but it's like, When you fucking that adrenaline gone, that sword to set in, like, God damn.
Oh my
And
God.
like, cause like when it's like you don't get any laughs, it's like, cause here's what I've been thinking about. It's like, because it's like a lot of things affect it. It's not that you're not funny. It's just like depending on the club, people getting their food, getting their bills, what time you go up. It's so many factors to the shit. Like when I performed last night,
Yeah.
I normally get there at 10. I like to perform within the first three people.
Where's your beforehand?
Tony Roney's Comic View,
Gotcha.
Plymouth, the Starters. Because I went up like around 10:30. By that time, the crowd's already eaten. They've had multiple drinks. They're talking amongst themselves. They're in their own bubble right now.
Right.
So a motherfucker up on stage really got to either be a headliner, the most funny motherfucker in the room. Otherwise, you just trying to fight for attention. Like you can get some laughs off, but like a lot of times, they be in their own world.
Bro, that's such a good point. And like, what now? Let me ask you something, because you've been doing it longer than me. Do you think when some, you can tell some section is paying attention,
Yeah.
do you focus on them?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Shit. Like I
Okay.
mean shit, these other motherfuckers, like shit, they already into their own little conversation, so it'd be like kind of awkward. Like, hey guys, need a little
True.
attention right here. Shit, I just fuck up to the people who talk, or I just like start talking shit. Like, cause that's another thing. Like you could heckle the audience yourself.
Right.
So you know, it's like shit, like if you don't feel like you're getting the proper attention you deserve, like, hey motherfucker, like God damn it, I'm up here.
And that's crowd work, right?
Yeah, like
Like,
you can do that. Like it's like when they don't pay attention, it's like shit. I go in the bag just think of whatever bullshit I got in the bag, in the fucking think tank.
yeah.
Like it's like I wouldn't give a damn. Like shit, like, I was talking about O.J. Simpson last night. I was like, man, this
Oh,
man
yeah,
they did
R.I.P.
over. Yeah, man. Like, it's like it was O.J. Simpson, Lou Gossett Jr., and Mr. C. Death Coming Three, nigga. Mr. C was Biggie Smalls' DJ. May he rest in peace.
Dang, and you were just riffing? Like, this was just.
Yeah, it was just like I was just like, man, shit, dude. He ran over 11,000 yards, 76 touchdowns, and beat two bodies.
Oh,
Like that
shit.
is the greatest NFL
True.
record, like out of here, because most NFL players don't have the stats. Like they either good on the field or horrible in court, but nigga, they ain't got both. Shit, he had it all.
Bro, that's weird that you brought up OJ. I did Ubering like late last night. And there was this guy I was talking to brought up OJ. He was saying that he thinks it was his son. Now, I hadn't heard this theory, but it makes a lot of
Oh,
sense.
break it down.
And he was just saying that his son also was like in love with the lady that was killed. And
His mom? Or his other son?
I think his other son. I don't know. What the fuck?
Because he's like OJ had a black wife
Wait,
and a
you know
white
what,
wife.
bro? I didn't even think about that. That would be incest. Bro, dude, that's what,
Yeah, I
okay.
mean, like, like, nigga, being in LA is a fucking weird ass place, nigga. There's motherfucking cults, motherfucking religious tycoons, business tycoons, all sorts of drug dealers and shit. It's like it's a fucking energy on the West Coast of America that's just like weird, nigga. Like
Yeah.
every group of people that's been there ever since the motherfucking Native Americans and the Mayans and Aztecs have all been wilding on the West Side.
Yeah.
Like I swear, like that's what I thank God my dad did not move out there. Because me, because I come from like a family of me, three older brothers, two older sisters. I'm the youngest. We all would have been entrenched in that game making shit. Even you, if you would have went out there, but if
Yeah.
the Compton South Central, oh, you got to pick a side.
So when I was in 7th and 8th grade, dude, I wanted to be like hood so bad.
Oh,
So
man.
bad, bro. Like,
Because what year was 7th and 8th grade for you?
2012, 13, maybe.
I was just graduating.
I don't know. I just wanted like the respect and the kind of like authority that like
So who was your, like, so 2012, 13, that's Migo territory, like future Migos era. So he was like really like into that wave.
yes, and then in 8th grade I got in Kid Cudi and I started getting into more like pop. Like I was like,
Like
I want to
you
be like.
like more like pop rap, emo rap, like
Not
what like
even.
well no, he wasn't emo at that time. It's like more like upbeat hip hop.
Exactly. It wasn't what do you call it? Like where it's like
It wasn't like Macklemore type, but it was still like kind of like
not Macklemore. Yeah, definitely not Macklemore. I hate Macklemore.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's like, I don't hate nobody. It's like, because like you might meet this motherfucker and he's like, oh, it's like, hate me.
Bro, yeah, I hate him. If I met him, bro, I'd hit him. No, I'm kidding. I actually, I don't hate him.
That motherfucker Macklemore, like, he bigger than motherfuckers think.
Oh, he kicked my ass, bro.
Like, dude, like, that motherfucker is like, these, like, fucking out here with it, bro.
How old do you think he is?
Like, I think Macklemore got to be at least, like, mid-30s. I'm thinking 36, 37.
Okay. 36, 37. He's bigger than me. Kicked my ass, bro.
I
hate him, bro.
Like, you get a, like, a good stiff kick in the, like, knee, that shit will fuck anybody's shit up.
True, true.
Like, you get that bitch off, pow. Oh, good lord. You're like, this motherfucker, like, shit, stop fighting. Like, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Living my ass home.
Well, I mean, what was his whole brand? Thrift guy?
Store shit. Like, his brand was fun hip-hop. He wanted to make hip-hop fun again, and, like, he came at a time where it was really, like I said, like, Macklemore was, like, 2010s, so, like, at that time, music was more upbeat. It was like, we just came out of the recession, we've got the black president in, like, there was, a good uplifting, feeling in the country.
Right, right.
So a lot of the music kind of really, like, went along that kind of tropical house. They call it like tropical house, like type vibe music.
Oh, really?
Like where you hear like a lot of snares, a lot of acoustics, and it's like the auto tune is very much present. It's also around the time where you just started hearing these songs just repeat and repeat and repeat on the radio. Okay.
Maybe that's why I don't like it, because I just heard it so much. Yeah,
and there's a reason for that though, because like, if you keep hearing the same song over and over and over again, you're naturally going to start to like it. And it's like, it's either you're going to either like it or know it or going to like, right, when it comes on, bam.
I mean, I don't even listen to music really, because what I realized is that I only listen to comedy podcasts, and it's because I don't like to feel emotions. But sometimes I'll smoke a joint. And then I'll put on some music, but it's got to be like music that's like uplifting, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Or like meditation. Like,
when I work, I'll listen to music, but like, it's like when I really need to focus on some shit, like I just like turn it off and just like, I still have my headphones on.
Yeah.
And like have nothing in them bitches playing at all. I had the bitches on all day. Just like, I might play something, but it's like when I'm really focusing on myself or like the task at hand, I don't really like to be distracted.
That's good.
When I do play music, I like to smoke me a joint and have me a drink, listen to like my playlist, and like my music taste goes all over the world. Like, I swear to God, like, it's old school, new school, rock and roll, pop, tropical house, rock, like metal.
I saw you listening to White Stripes in the
car. Yeah, like shit. I listen to anything, like, because really, like, if a song comes on and I'm like really enjoying something or activity or something, they can bring me back to that like type of activity or mood.
Right, right. I know. Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I, for some reason, I have that. I work at FedEx, and when we're in the cans, so when we're loading boxes into these metal cans, the Bluetooth is on, so they'll be playing like music. And Marvin Gaye, for some reason, when he comes on, bro, I had like this nostalgic feeling, even though when I was little, I hadn't heard him. I don't know what it is. It just reminds me of a time.
It's like that voice is just, it's like he has Marvin Gaye. Has the most comforting fucking voice in all of music. Like, he just make you feel like shit gonna be all right. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I swear to God. Like, that was like, you know, man. Like, even with like that song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Like, when he did that rendition, like, oh my God. Like, that was like, you feel bad, like, for him. Like, it's like, man, like, what the fuck, bitch, you gonna find another nigga? Marvin Lapp, he's singing his ass. I'm like, you ain't never seen it.
And that's what it's
like, he did it, like, Heard It Through the Grapevine is a song that was originally like a jazz song.
Okay.
And he did a rendition of it. He remixed it.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe I have heard it. I just like, it'll be on and I'll be hearing it. I just don't know the names of the songs.
Yeah, it's like DJ Hero did a remix of Heard It Through the Grapevine and Feel Good Inc. that I've been listening to on the motherfucking YouTube. Nigga, that shit go hard. Like, I swear, like, when I first hit, like, when I was at a fucking party, like, I was drinking and smoking the weed, that shit came on. I was like, God damn, nigga, that shit good to the motherfucker.
What were you feeling? What were you feeling like?
It was like when I was really first time smoking weed. I was like 19 at this time, because like I was in really like a smoker growing up as a kid.
Got you.
So it's like 19. I'm at this frat party, Delta Sigma Phi. Shouts out to y'all. Yeah, U of M Dearborn. Like, yeah, so like I was smoking with them. Shit, music playing, DJ mixing, shit cutting right, nigga, that jungle juice hitting. Shit, man, I'm just like vibing out like a motherfucker. I was just like,
You're being Mr. Cool. You were,
oh shit, man, I was like, shit, I don't think I was Mr. Cool, nigga. I was just like, no, that's like fucked up.
Yeah, but like you're feeling, you know, like,
yeah, like when you get that vibe, like it's like when you get to that point of like you're in the, it's like, so it's like when you, it's like a specific point of being drunk and high,
yeah,
that you just like at peace with the world.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
everything is good. You ain't worried about shit, no bills, no kid, nothing. You just like, man,
present. You're very present.
Like goddamn, like especially like then when you got a little money in your pocket.
Oh my god.
Like shit, dude, you feel like the man too. Like, I was like, I just got paid, nigga. Came that bitch fresh as hell, nigga. I was like, man, I know I'll get me a bitch to go home with tonight.
Bro, dude.
I did.
There we go, bro. That's what it's all about.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and there's this comedian, his name's Bobby Lee. He's a Korean, like,
yeah, yeah, I know Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. He's, what is he like, height?
Bobby 5'6", 5'7"?
No way. He, I think he's 5'3".
Bobby Lee?
Bobby Lee, he's extremely short.
I say he's like at least
5'5". Let me look it up.
Because like Kevin Hart is like what, 5'5", 5'4"?
I think so, yeah.
So I'd say like he's a little bit above Kevin Hart, but not by much. Like 5'7". That's my best bet.
Okay, it says he's 5'5", but that's the internet, so we gotta subtract 2 inches because they be.
I mean, like shit, hey, it could be.
And so anyways, he, you know, he's just not like your typical, like, woman, you know, like he's not gonna bring home, you know, some girl, like, just because he's
a celebrity them days.
But now, yeah, now he, like, I mean, bro, he had a podcast called Tiger Belly.
Yeah,
he had it with his girlfriend named Kalila. Bro, she was so hot. I'll edit in a picture of her. She was so hot.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
but like
smoking.
But the feeling of like having success and being good at a skill like comedy, like
survivor's remorse.
What is that? What do you mean?
It's like survivor's remorse is basically when you feel as though you shouldn't be here when others should be. It's like when, like, have you ever experienced getting like something just out of the blue so good?
Yeah.
That as other people, they're like, God damn, I ain't got it.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like you feel guilty that you have this when so many other people don't. And it's like when you come from a certain circumstance, it's like,
right,
God damn, like so many people I know who should be here, who are funnier than me, who are like on top of that thing. Not imposter syndrome, but it's like you feel like you feel like fuck, you feel guilty because it's like, how did I beat out these other people?
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, you know, it's like when they had just like when you all come from the exact same circumstance, but it's like you got chosen to over them.
Right, right.
It's like kind of a good feeling, but a bad feeling at the same time.
Do you get that a lot?
I used to feel that way. Like when I was younger, I was like, you know, like, goddamn, like my brothers, like they were always getting like shit. Like I felt like they were just like really better than me and stuff. Like my brothers were good at sports, good at talking to girls, good at all this other shit, and I wasn't. It's just like, and it's like, it wasn't that I wasn't good at it. It's just I never really put any real effort into it.
Yeah.
So like whenever I just like fucked around with it, I would get some results, but not like how my brothers did, who was actually like,
He was slaying pussy.
Like shit, like back in high school, shit, like, yeah. Like all my brother's stuff. They had like multiple girlfriends and shit. It's like me. I was just sitting there chilling. I was just like, man,
multiple girlfriends is crazy, bro.
Like
that, you gotta.
It's like really that at the same time, but like one after the other. Yeah, one of them left, they can get another one. Like, and plenty of the girls in school was liking me. It's just like, because at the time when I was going to school, like shit, 2008, I was like from 8th grade to 9th grade, the fucking economy crashed. Nigga, like, and Detroit went bankrupt. That fucked my whole high school experience up. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie.
What changed? What changed?
The money. My dad lost his job at the steel factory.
Okay, but, and so What'd you do? What'd you?
Oh shit, we had, well, when the economy collapsed, we lost, my dad lost, got laid off from the steel plant. The house got foreclosed on, lost that in a housing
Damn.
crisis. We had to move straight back to the hood over on Linden, not Linden, but Lindsdale and Grand River, around that area.
Okay.
So then after that, I was still going to school at like ATA school in Dearborn. So we was just commuting from all the way over there to there now, because my dad didn't want us to like lose out on our education.
Right.
Because Detroit public schools at that time was fucked up.
Oh
I
yeah.
ain't even gonna lie to you.
My dad, he's a guidance counselor, or I'm sorry, he's retired, but he used to be a high school guidance counselor at Radford Union. And he's like he so he was always telling me about how just like
These kids out here, like, don't get pregnant, Johnny. Just
don't get pregnant.
don't get pregnant, don't get all these drugs and shit. Like, that's like my dad would tell us that shit every day. Like, from when I was in kindergarten all the way up to fucking high school.
Smart.
Every fucking day in the car, my dad would give us talks like fucking Ving Rhames gave Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. Like, yeah, like shit. So you don't need to be out here fucking with these bitches. They ain't no good for you.
I mean, bro, dude, it's true. I feel like when I was younger, I had, dude, I was the man. I was the man in eighth grade. That's when I peaked. I was, dude, I'm not even kidding, bro. I remember walking through the halls and there were like the seventh grade girls and there were like the hot, like literally the group of the hot, like seventh grade girls. And I would be like, just walking past them, and they'd all be like, "Hi, Johnny!" Like, clearly, you know, like, and dude, I was just like, you know, what's up? Like, cool. And then, bro, I used to sag my pants so low, and I would wear colored skinny jeans, and I would rock them with confidence. So, and dude,
Oh, that's all it takes. It's the confidence.
yeah,
Confidence is the killer.
I had so much confidence, dude. And that's actually, well, I was 12. I was in eighth grade when I got my first blowjob.
Oh, damn, that's what's up, man. Respect.
Thank you, thank you. And then the crazy part about it is, it was a switch. So me and my buddy, were, dude, listen, it's
This
because
nigga is
we're,
a fucking freak.
bro.
It's so great out here. Tell me, dude, the homie,
I no. He didn't switch with the girl. Like there were two girls and they switched.
oh, so
It was
y'all
like.
both had one.
Yeah,
Like,
what's it?
oh,
So like,
that's a fucking orange. Like, what's a red for you, nigga?
listen to this, bro. So where I grew up was in Northville, and that's a nice area. And my parents moved there. I used to live in Dearborn up until I was like 4 or 5. Moved to Northville. We weren't like rich, you know, but
You look rich.
like yeah. Well, I don't know. We just, you know, we did. We did okay. And these other people that live in Northfield, like, bro, they live in these gated communities. And there's this, like, I believe Matthew, or not, yeah, maybe Matt Stafford lived in one of the houses. And yeah, so these houses are big. And this house where I got the blowjob, it had a movie theater in the basement. So we were in the basement, bro. And then I remember her dad actually walked, like, was walking on, and like, the lights were off, and he opened the door. And she, you know, she hopped off really quick, and then she like, I feel like he knew, like he just knew, and he just didn't want to see, you know,
You smell it in the air, just
yeah,
oh God.
just a horny freaking weird kid with colored skinny jeans on, you know, that's exactly who you don't want your daughter hanging out with when you're young. Yeah. But yeah, dude, and then yeah, and then I don't know, I mean, you know, high school was good, played soccer, but then I feel it, but it, bro, nothing beat. I
Like,
slaying pussy in eighth grade.
shit, that's
You know?
like, ain't got no worries and shit. Like, it's like when you're at, like, it's eighth grade for me. Shit, that was pretty good. This is one chick I was fucking with. She wasn't going to my school. She was actually with going to the church that I was attending.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah,
Sound like
so,
a nice church girl.
oh, dog, this chick, like, I shouldn't even be bringing this shit up, man. My family see this shit, they'll be so disappointed. But, like, I was talking to this girl, like, I was talking to her, she was like, really like you, this, that, and that. And I was like, like, cool, kissing up on her and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, with my dick out on her shoes. It was like, oh my
You whipped
God.
your dick right.
Oh man, like, she was like, feeling, because she was saying, like, she would want to see it.
At
It's like,
church?
at church, yes.
It's what they do.
At the church, it wasn't in the fucking church, the congregation hall. Man, it was like up in, like, one of the motherfucking, like, off, like, little rooms they had, like, where they do Bible study and shit.
Yeah, I'm sure
it was that. Then, like, she let me suck on her titties. And, like, oh my God. I remember, like, in the second of the titties, that happened in the church van. Like, we just went out there. We went to the store. We went back. I said, let's go to the van. Just like, shit. Like, this eighth grade, nigga, like, young man dick going crazy.
That's sick. That's it. I mean, bro.
Like, it was the only time I could see this chick. So it was all happening at the church.
That's what's up, dude. I mean, I'm sure God,
like, that's understand. like God know my heart, and nigga, I like, made this house for you, nigga. This like, yeah, nigga, my me casa su casa, nigga. That's how my God rocks with me, nigga. That's how I like to feel it. Dude, like, Jesus came to your door, knocked on it right now, it's like, yo, Johnny, got these two bad bitches, what the fuck? He was like, man, come on, Jesus.
I'll be, bro, that happened. If it was Jesus, yes. But if someone, man, that claimed to be Jesus came to my house with two bad bitches, bro, I would be so worried that.
Like, I mean, like, depends on, like, how bad the chick is. Like, I'm talking bad, bad.
That's true, man. Because there is a price, like, you know, there's these Instagram girls, and I've heard through the grapevine that the band Kiss, I think it was their manager, he said he would never, like, pay for, you know,
pussy.
Yeah, like, he just would never do that. And he wouldn't want to.
Getting all of the fucking leftovers from Gene Simmons and them. This shit was flooded back in the day. She didn't kiss her all through.
No, but it was because he was married.
Okay. Well, she got to say that on the record.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, honey, you're watching this? I would never
pay. Yeah, no. Saying, well, yeah, then you must be gay.
It's no, motherfucking yeah. Bill Clinton, huh?
So he goes to his hotel room, and all of a sudden, at like 10 p.m., he gets a little knock on the door. It's a 12 out of 10, like, just a dime piece. And the band had paid for her, you know, to go up there, and he did it, bro.
Of course. So yeah,
like, there's a point. There's a point where, like, it goes that hot.
You could say no 1,000 times. That 1,001.
Yeah.
That'd be the motherfucking straw that broke the camel back.
I mean, bro, if you got girls just throwing themselves at you, do you think that's why things like Diddy, do you think
of course. It's like, because, like, Diddy knows he can just walk into a club and just every bitch in there will follow this man out.
Yeah.
It gets boring after a while. Like, and then it's like, okay, it's not like how it was back in the day when, like, you fucked the chick on the road and that shit just stayed in the road and didn't go nowhere.
Right.
And she only told her friends and motherfuckers, damn, bitch, please. Yeah. Now it's like when you got fucking iPhones, you recording, and then they got spy devices out here with these motherfuckers putting smallest little shit. Like, I heard if you, like, got earpods, something, you can leave one in one room, take that motherfucker out, and listen to the shit that's going on through the earpods.
Damn, I never thought about that.
Like, that shit is crazy. So it's like, man, I would just be like, these motherfucking people out here, and that's trying to gank you to get either, these females either want to get pregnant so they can either use that baby for a fucking check, or, like, just want to extort you, or, like, just be trying to become your new man girl.
Yeah.
Where you gonna spend all your money on them. Right. It's like, shit. Because after a while, I'd be like, man, like, a female become like a fucking utility bill, my nigga. Like, shit, do I really need your ass like this?
And bro, that's a good point, too. I mean, we see it all the time, especially with, like, football players, NFL players.
Like, fucking, what's the name? Just got a chick pregnant. It's one basketball player. What's the dude's name?
He's young, too. And she's really old, right?
Yeah, she's like 39 or something. He's like 19, 18, 20, like in his early 20s, some shit like that.
Yeah, I forget his name. Dang.
Yeah, so, like, she got him pregnant and she got a son. This nigga's age. They the same age. It's like, bruh, how the fuck can you have a baby with a nigga my age, mom? Like, I can't even call you mom no more. I just call you by your first name.
Do you think that in terms of, like, having the child, would you
get an abortion?
Yeah.
It's like, before, like, I would, like, I'm pro-choice, 100% pro-choice. It's like, if they're both cool with having this kid, that's their decision.
Right.
Me, personally, it's like, if I'm in this man's position, I'm like, yo, look, honestly, I'm not going to want to stay with you.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's just, like, you're 39, I'm in a problem in my life and a problem in my career.
Yeah.
She's been on the road. She's already had a basketball husband, so shit like that before. So she knows how this shit gonna go.
Yeah.
So she just had the baby just so, you know, because she's either really wants to be a loving mother again. She's like on that second part of her life. They yeah. got that understanding. But to me, it's like I look at everything yeah. like, yo, your age. Is this kid going to come out looking perfect? Is there going to be any birth defects? Because even at that age, there's risk with pregnancy.
Right.
Because shit, nigga, that shit, like, can, like, it's like a 60 and 40 for the woman to, like, live and die from pregnancy. That shit can kill a person.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, got to take that into consideration. Also.
Yeah, but that's not, like, that's her.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, her health is important, too.
True, but did he, okay, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
But, like, did he, like, do you know if the relationship was like?
Like they said, they've been together for a little, been dating for a little while now. So like, shit. I mean, but then it's like, you know, these older women know how to manipulate.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucking like, cause like I said, she already has a son this motherfucking age. Oh, so she knows how to motherfucking
weird.
Son this kid.
Right.
She knows like she can motherfucking play a nigga like that. And she's still pretty and shit. Like, cause these women. Like, don't get it twisted, dude. They know the book on playerism.
Yeah.
They will motherfucking play with your heartstring, make you feel like shit. She like you, like you remember Empire, that show Empire?
Yeah.
Like how that kid dude, yes, Hakeem, he had an older chick that he was fucking with. He was calling her mama and everything.
Yeah, they play that motherly role.
Yep. She is so she probably got that motherfucker so like now no so wide open. Shit, that motherfucker just hope he don't drown when it rains.
Bro, do you think that it's, okay, older woman, you know, that age, she said to you, hey, come here.
So, oh, shit, I definitely.
Suck my titty.
Oh, shit, I definitely fuck it. Like, an older woman, like, shit, nigga, that skin soft. It's, yeah. like, toned up. And it's like having a fucking steak that's tenderized. And it's like having an aged steak, nigga. Like, it's something different. It's still good. It's like, I've had a steak, but when you had a steak that's been dry aged for a little while,
yeah,
she is slow cooked. Ooh, true. Damn, that shit just hitting a little different.
True, true. And I guarantee it would hit different. Like, I don't know. I've never hooked up with, like, you know.
An older chick? You ain't never hooked up with an older chick?
Not a cougar, no.
Oh, shit, dude. You need to go to, like, the kind of
older chick.
Dude, you still got the baby face. Like, you shaved, you woke up in there, like, dressed nice.
I know I shouldn't have shaved my face, bro.
No, like, if you, like, you could just clean it up, get it, like, lined up. You go in them bars, they don't know, looking at you. They're, like, send you a drink. Hey, come over here, talk to me.
You are there specific bars to go to?
Oh, shit. You could go, like, it'd be, like, downtown.
Okay.
I would say, like, if you go downtown, Greektown. There's some other places like 25 and older.
And I just go in there by myself, kind of like look like.
Yeah, you know shit.
I feel like that's like a prostitute does. Right?
Go out downtown or I'll go like to a pool hall, whatever little place like that. Just chatting people up, just regular shit.
Right, right.
You know, sometimes when I'm not in the mood to chat a bitch up, shit, I just go to a strip club.
You never use dating apps like Hinge or Tinder?
I've used Tinder and Facebook Dating and a few other ones, but it's like, unless you paying for that shit out of pocket, yeah. You is getting the fucking least amount of shit.
100%, bro.
And then it's like when I be like trying to match with motherfuckers, they be sending me motherfuckers in Kansas City, Oklahoma, fucking Ontario. I be like, nigga, I'm nowhere near these fucking places.
Wait, you gotta change the location.
I keep my location the same, though. It's like, it's with Facebook. They be sending me these motherfuckers like from out of state. I be like, these motherfuckers just don't like me. And then when I do match with a chick, I get to talking with them. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Good morning. You know, what do you do for a living? What are you looking for in a relationship? Yeah. You know, like shit like that. Just normal conversation. And it's either good
or yeah.
I'm fine. I'm a nurse. Like, you know, I'm just looking for somebody that's going to really, like, want to communicate with me. I'm like, all right, I'm over with communication.
I know.
And like, exactly. What are you trying to talk about? And no fucking reply back. Nigga, like, every chick who say they want communication don't want a goddamn fucking thing. They just want somebody to, like, hey, what do you want me to buy you? That's the communication they're looking for.
Bro, that's true. And also, it's just like YouTube, like, or TikTok, whatever. We got that 4 seconds. Bro, you gotta, like, say something. So my buddy, he's really, like, good at Tinder. He's, like, and Hinge. He's, like, skilled at it. There's, like, a skill to it, bro. And, you know, what photos to post, like, in what order and whatnot. Mm. And he's always, like, hooking up with just the hottest chicks, bro. And I had him do the messages for me once, right?
Yeah.
Bro, he literally, within... Like, you could see it all on one page. Within that amount of space, he had managed to have a conversation to get this girl to agree to go, like, on a date, you know, with me.
Oh, shit.
She was thinking it was me, but, like...
And that shit worked. Like, at the dinner table, it was a whole different fucking conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit, like, oh, motherfucking ChatGPT. Like, he was... like my shit. It's like I've got like my brothers and stuff, they cool with that shit too. But me, like, I'm a straightforward shooter with mine. I'm just like, hey yo, like
trying to fuck.
Not really like trying to fuck, but like sometimes it's like, yo, like, cause that works too. Like you like, yo, look, I'm just trying to do something. But it's like a lot of chicks get fucking intimidated by me though. Well, because like they see like, cause I'm handsome, young, got money, do my own little thing.
Right, right.
They like, cause every chick that I meet, they be like, when I go on the first date, when they're like, how come you're single? And it's like, shit, man, like I be trying to meet people, but
right,
fucking like stay on, or like I talk to them and like we just fall out.
Yeah.
Cause it's like shit, like cause I work full time job.
Right, right.
So like when I'm at my job, I'm at my job. I'm not trying to think about back home or whatnot. But it's like she, like if a chick texts or call me, like I'll answer. I'm not a complete asshole. But it's like, hey, like, work, can we make this quick?
Right.
Like mine, like so most chicks want you to make their life. Like, a lot of chicks been wanting me to make my life revolve around them.
Okay.
Which I just can't do. Or they want me to rely on them. And, which is another thing. Like, because I'm just too fiercely independent.
They want you to rely on them.
Yeah, like, you know, like, oh, you know, you like, because I be telling like, shit, you know, I don't want to go to work today. And shit like that. It's like, oh, you can just quit that job. Come stay with me. I'll, like, take
that's
care
bullshit,
of
too.
Oh, man, the chick favorite motherfucking shit is get the fuck out my.
Yeah, bro.
Shit, no matter what. Like, so I always kept my own little spot, my own place and shit like that. So, you know, I just be like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
And a lot of chicks be like, because they feel like I'm going to cheat or some shit like that. I have never cheated on anybody.
Yeah, okay.
Whenever
how many girlfriends have you had?
Three.
Okay.
Like, these were like, one of them was like love. Like the first chick that was like messed with the church girl, that one was love.
Oh, damn.
Like, I really did love her. But then it's like
intimate.
After, like, because, like, her grandparents or whatnot, they stopped. Well, they didn't like her hanging around me no more. Because, my granddad was a member of the church, but he moved out of state. And I guess they were, like, kind of upset about it. And then, like, after her great grandfather, who was the head of the church, passed away, the pastor up underneath him started, like, you know, changing programs, doing different stuff. And they was like, nah, you gotta keep it the same. And he's like, nah, we gotta update the congregation. So it was like, what, shit like that you? Shit, I don't know, man. I ain't been there for some fucking years.
Dang,
no, it was still open.
A hostile takeover by this.
It wasn't a hostile takeover. It's like he was already the pastor while I was going there.
Okay.
It's just he wasn't the head pastor, since the head one is still alive.
Right.
It was like 100 years old.
Dang, that's
still driving too.
Imagine the wisdom that guy had.
Oh yeah, he was a doctor. You like, shoot, he had a lot of
but he probably talked real slow, right?
Oh yeah. Like, it's like he looked like one of them old sage. Like if you look at what an old sage looked like. Like, old face just, like, sagging skin, earlobe sagging down. But why is it a motherfucker? It's like, that was him.
Have I ever told you about the time that I got robbed in Chicago?
Oh, no, whatever.
Okay, so this is the craziest story of my life, and it's 100% true. So I had a podcast. It was called Roy's Investments, ROIS podcast.
Yeah.
And I did it with my buddy, who, he's, like, a genius. And, you know, he's really into the stock market and whatnot. And I knew a lot about crypto because I just found it interesting. And so we started a podcast about talking about stocks and crypto.
Yeah.
And we eventually started having on guests. And he had somehow connected with this guy who owned a private jet company in Chicago. And we asked if we flew out there, could we do a podcast with him? And he said, yeah. And so we had booked it for the 4th of July. We get there, cancels, says his wife is really sick.
Damn, that's the red flag right fucking there.
Yeah.
But me, like, also, like, it's like, you own a jet company. I'd be like, do you got, like, the website? Like,
can't you fly me out?
I'd be like, nigga, I'm going to need to see you in a couple of different fucking style jets before I take a book of flight, motherfucker. That shit is.
Yeah.
Because what year is this in Chicago?
Might have been a year and a half ago, but it wasn't.
So, like 2023?
I think so. We didn't have to wear masks.
Oh, shit.
Like there was no
mask. So it was like end of COVID, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's like, well, them old black motherfuckers weren't really running around like that in Chicago too much, like, at that point. So yeah, it's still cool.
We get there, we're like, all right, it's canceled, whatever. It's 4th of July, we're going to go out. So we go down to a place in Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
You know, we had been drinking before. We stayed at a hostel. We had to take a train ride there. It took like 30 minutes to get out there. So we were, you know, a little ways
from. Like, what's it like staying in a fucking hostel?
Oh, it was cool. It was like a nice hostel. There was a Korean man that we met when we first got there. I believe his name was John.
Like, how did you know it was Kareem?
I can distinguish between, I literally can tell you if it's Korean, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Thai. Like, I can distinguish it.
Oh, shit, man, your skill is wasted here. You know, as they do, go working for the goddamn Department of Homeland Security or something. Shit, all the motherfuckers look alike to me. Cause I know we all look alike to them.
I mean, bro, there's Japanese, like, you could tell the difference between a Japanese person and a Chinese person.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, dog, no, like, I should take you down to,
Japanese are hotter.
Like, you know, I actually, like, speaking of Japanese, but, like, it's crazy. Like, the comedy competition I told you about,
yeah,
like, it was right there on Finkel and Hubble.
Okay.
Now, I don't really know if you know the, like, geographical location of Finkel and Hubble or, like, the ethnicity of the people over there, but it's a lot like me.
Okay.
They had a hibachi restaurant right there, and I'm like, this shit just don't add up.
It's hibachi, what is it, Korean?
No, hibachi is, like, Japanese food, like, you know, like, Benihana.
Okay.
So it's like, it's,
who were the cooks? Were they?
Oh, shit, I don't know, some motherfucker named DeMarcus and Daquan.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like, shit, I was, like, sitting back, so I was just like, I was looking at the shit, it said Yoshi's Hibachi Grill. I'm like, this is obviously a front for a motherfucking trap house, bro. It's like, man, they're like, come on, now they ain't got the prices on that motherfucker. They said, like, 45. It was, like, the cheapest shit in there was $45. The most expensive was $175.
Oh, my
God. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers is tripping. And then they got this shit, all the cooks all behind the motherfucking thick-ass bulletproof glass and shit. Oh, like a goddamn liquor store. It's like, that's, or crazy. Like, shit, like, it's like, man, this shit, like, I'm like, y'all motherfuckers wrong as hell for putting this shit right here. Trying to motherfucking gentrify the, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, cause I was like, man, I haven't been over there. I used to live over in that area, like Finkel in Wyoming. And I was like, nigga, I went over there. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That is strange. Did you go?
Not, like, I did not eat there. I would not trust that food. Like, I swear to God.
No, I agree with you. I also wouldn't trust that food.
But it's like, it's weird because, like, I eat at a 7-Eleven. Like, I get a taquito off the motherfucking things. Like, I wouldn't give a damn. Like, it's crazy.
Like, there's a lot of people that like those taquitos.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'm like, when them bitches come out warm, when they hit just right, shit. Like, I had one down the street that they closed. Nigga, they fucked me up. Nigga, I was sad. Motherfucker, you know? Because you know how many times that motherfucker just saved my ass on a late night fucking binge, nigga. Like, right. When I smoked or drank a little bit too much, and I ain't got no food in the crib, nigga, I'd be like, God damn, I'm finna fucking throw up. I gotta fight this shit. Shit, I gotta go. It's like, cause I would go down there, nigga, that motherfucking 7-Eleven right there open. Go grab me a little snack, get these little taquitos and shit. So,
wait, goddamn 24/7? Gatorade.
Yeah, it was one of them. It was 24/7 up until fucking COVID hit. Oh, then they went to like up to like midnight.
Oh, damn.
So like I had to start getting fucked up around like 9 o'clock and shit.
oh, okay. Back to me getting robbed.
Yeah.
So we take the train down to Wrigleyville. Get there. He says he has a friend that lives in the area. We go to a bar. The friend ends up like bailing, doesn't come. So it's just me and my buddy. And we're getting wasted. Like, we're getting really drunk. And walking into one of the bars, I saw a guy smoking a blunt. And in Chicago, I don't think marijuana is legal.
Oh, shit. They don't give a fuck.
So there was no dispos.
Oh, shit.
So I couldn't buy it, but like, I didn't know where to, you know, I saw this guy smoking a blunt. I was like, okay. Get some weed. So I asked this guy, do you have any weed like I could buy or whatever? And he was like, he was leaned up against like one of those big pole things, you know, just on the side of the, it, like, very sketchy.
Like they got all the signs of a motherfucking outram. He still went over there. Like, nigga, don't stranger danger. Like, this nigga looked like he just up to no good.
Well, I never forget, bro. He looked very close to a Waka Flocka Flame. And bro, and so he said, yeah, he was cool. He actually let me hit his blunt. I was like, okay, thanks. And then we went into the bar. And he said, I'll meet you, like, later or whatever. I was like, all right, whatever. Like, it's not, you know, there were like a few bars in the area.
Yeah.
And so get really drunk at that bar, walk out of that bar because we heard the glass break. And then there was these three thick, nice young black women beating the shit out of some dude up against the car.
God damn.
Yeah.
And Chicago bitches love to fight. That's one thing.
Dude, oh my God.
Like, you see that video of the one Chicago female police officer shot and killed that nigga?
No.
Dude, like, it was like some, like, drunk or, like, some motherfucker, like, tweaker just was walking down the street. The girl was walking down the street. He just lunged on her. he didn't know she was a police officer. So she like kind of spinning him around. He's like, I'm against her. Like, I'm a kid.
Oh, I did say
I would kill you. Bow! This motherfucker. He fall down. He cried. Oh, God. She's like, the police. Call the police. And then the motherfucker across the street like, come on, baby. Let him go. Like, he already shot him. Like, let him go. Motherfucker, I'm a police officer.
Is this on recording?
This is all on video.
Oh, shit.
My dog.
Maybe like, put a clip up.
The shit. Like, I've seen so many motherfuckers get murdered on the internet. Nigga, it is ridiculous.
It is. Yeah,
it is like, nigga, like YouTube, fucking Instagram, Facebook, like, you could just walk on that. You could just see death whenever the fuck you want to, man. Like, I swear.
Was that a thing when you, like, I remember in middle school, like, my friends, like, on the bus, they would show me, like, videos of, like, the cartoons, like, sawing someone's
head. Hell yeah, that was one of my first videos, too. Like, I remember that shit. That was eighth grade. That was, like, seventh, eighth grade for me. Okay. When, like, they like, came and started lopping motherfuckers' head off.
So that's
when ISIS first popped off.
Oh, gee. Those are the biggest.
Those out of all the terrorist groups, nigga, they got the most subscribers. They was the most hot. They had a good ass summer. I ain't gonna lie.
They branded well. Like,
oh shit, they just did. I'm not saying the Russians too. That they took credit for. Which have you seen those guys in Russia, the ISIS terrorists that at Moscow theater?
No, what,
bro? They caught them looking normal, but then when they walked into them courtrooms. That motherfuckers was fucked up, nigga. Lumped up, beat up one motherfucker. Like, they cut one dude's ear off and made the motherfucker eat it.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude, Russia don't play about they shit. Like,
oh, like, Russia around. Government did this.
And that was a mass shooting.
To the mass shooters.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Oh, hell yeah, of course. But it's like, you know, like, shit, they didn't think
I like that.
Be like that. Because it's like, motherfuckers is just tired. Like, yeah. After, like, all the fucking wars and shit like that that's been going on for the past 20 years, yeah. Motherfuckers is just tired. Like, Netanyahu, that motherfucker been listening to Tupac 96. All you niggas that, like, he don't give a fuck. Like, every man, woman, child in that bitch.
Yeah.
You is dead.
It is strange.
What it is this is, like, a mixture of capitalism and religion.
Right.
The religious part is because the Jews, they saying, this is our holy land. We deserve to be here. You stole it from us. Right. This is all our shit originally. And the Muslims like, no, motherfucker, we fought them wars. We won. We settled out. We've been here for thousands of years, hundreds of years. Y'all motherfuckers popped up the last couple decades. And y'all been a problem ever since.
Right.
But Jews are backed by the Christians because they religion more aligned with each other.
Right, the Crusades.
Yeah, that shit. Like, because they, like, more so against the Muslims because they don't want them to, like, for whatever reason. Like, because they're all a mixture of the exact same fucking religion.
Right.
Muslims, Christians, Jews, and they all have different, like, off flavors of the...
Muslims believe in Jesus Christ, and they...
Yeah, they believe that's a prophet, right, not a son of God and shit. It's like...
And for Muslims, what is it? They believe that...
Muhammad is the prophet.
Right, okay, yeah.
So, you know, it's...
Switched.
It's been so many different motherfucking prophets, people in the Bible who had prophecies, did amazing shit, and all these, like, biblical contexts, but it's like... After you really cut through all the bullshit and you realize what it really is,
right?
It's a motherfucking business. It's a scam. It's the longest running motherfucking business, just like prostitution.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, really think about what is a church other than a business?
That's true, especially the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church, a mosque, a temple, because they all, like, yeah, give us money, donation for the time we spent that we're... Because if y'all really... Like, when they said Jesus died and rose again, I'm just going to talk about the Christians because these motherfuckers, all these other people, they'll kill you over their shit. So I'm just going to talk about the Christians. Like, when Jesus died and rose again, walked through the streets, that would be in history books. Like, if that shit really happened, if he parted the fucking Red Sea like that, and motherfuckers actually was like, yeah, that shit really happened, the motherfucking, like...
But who's writing the history?
Oh, shit. Like I said, it's the church who... It's like... Because the church controlled all the fucking money at one point in time.
Right, right.
In the world. They were the motherfucking law, the judge, jury, executioner, government. Doesn't matter who the fuck king was, who the emperor was over here. The church was the bank. They had all that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they financed everything from great explorations and expeditions.
The Crusades. Like,
they financed. Damn. It's like if you do your research, you will find that it's only been a couple families in the world that has financed all the fucked up shit you've ever heard of in your history.
Are you going down the road of
oh shit, like conspiracy theories and shit?
What is the Black Nobles?
Oh shit, like I mean,
you know what I'm talking about?
Not really. I'm just saying it's like I don't know by name. I just know these motherfuckers exist.
Okay.
So like specifics, you have to like look, crack open some books and shit like that. But it's like, you know, just I'm giving you like the vibe of what it is, like yeah. You know, because a lot of these families, even today, like the Bezos and Elon Musk,
yeah.
They all want control and power.
True.
You can see that in the way they move, their business, and the way they even fucking put it on social media. Like, Elon Musk wants to save the world only if he can save it.
Right.
If somebody else got the motherfucking thing, he will do anything in his power to either be a part of it, take it over, or just fucking crush it so he can come up with the exact same thing 10 years down the line and say, yeah, this was my idea.
He likes the attention.
Yeah. They all want the attention.
Like Thomas Jefferson.
It's like, at the end of the day, if you won't want this attention, what are you really doing with it?
Right.
Because like Elon Musk said, like, oh, I want Neuralink. Like, that shit just sounds like, so goddamn sketchy.
Sounds like in the Book of Revelations, in the Bible, they talk about you'd have to get the mark of the beast in the end times, and it'll be like a chip.
I mean, like, multiple people then got.
I don't think. Oh, dude, they've been saying.
Oh shit! It's been the end times since the beginning of the time. Shit, like it really don't matter to me. Like it's like they said one conspiracy theory is about the red heifers.
Over in
that's what they said that they're bombing out Gaza for, so that they can start this war with Iran and finally take back the land, so they can build this temple on the mound where Jesus did the sermon.
Yeah.
So, like, they can rebuild that and like sacrifice some fucking weird-ass ritual to sacrifice people, to sacrifice these cows, to bring about the fucking Messiah coming back.
And it's true. Like, they're doing this right now.
And, like, to me, it's like...
I mean, I don't know if, like, it's true they're being with them. So I'm just saying, like...
It's like, they're bombing the fuck out of them because, like, that shit is prime real estate.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, no, like, the shit, like, because I'm really confident in the next 10 years... The world is going to change so different.
Oh, yeah. These
motherfucking country maps and lines, they going to change.
Yeah.
They always do.
I bet you Ukraine will be a part of Russia.
Oh, shit. Like, either that or Ukraine is going to be like Gaza, a bombed out, depleted-ass motherfucking void.
True.
That's going to be the fucking official line. Do not cross here. Dead man's land.
Okay. Speaking of dead man's land, let me talk about getting robbed part. Yeah. So then, after I'm walking past this, you know, guy getting his ass beat because he was cheating. They call him cheating. And I see the guy. And he's leaned up. It's like something out of a movie. He's leaned up against a wooden fence. And there's about five of his friends all leaned up. And, bro.
It'll take five motherfuckers to sell a sack. Like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly. And so me and him, my buddy, we're like, hey, like, can we buy some weed? You know, we're... Yeah. Super drunk, and then yeah, come with us. I'm wasted. You gotta remember. So, I go with them.
Yeah,
I realized at a point, and I realized that when I was in the car of two of the guys, right. He had gone with the guy that I initially spoke with that looked like Waka Flocka. We went with that guy, and I was in the car. We're driving. I'm realizing my friends. I'm drunk, so I'm like, you know. I'm like that, like, yeah. And then
shit get wild.
But dude, and then I realized, oh, shit, I'm not with my friend anymore. You know, maybe we're going to meet up with him. I realized, like, the doors are locked, and so I can't, even if I wanted to.
I hate that with these new cars. Look at that motherfucker. Front shit be so goddamn small. And you can't get that shit out. But the back one is, like, got the motherfucking thing you actually grip and get open. Like,
dude, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this? My back passengers can get out saying they like, but the front two are fucked.
No, but like, for me, it was the opposite. And I was in the back, so I couldn't get out if I wanted to. And all of a sudden, the car stops. And we were having a conversation. I'm, like, drunk, think we're having this great conversation. And then all of a sudden, car stops. And they just turn around and they're just like, give me your fucking wallet or your phone. Like, give me your shit. That me and my friend had been separated. Yeah. And then it takes me a second. I'm like, are you for real?
Like, dude.
Like, I thought we were friends. Like, what's going on?
Like, I was almost saying, I thought we were friends, man. What the fuck, dude? Like, I was telling you about your life. Like, you telling me about yourself. Real. Giving you advice to open it up to you, man. I thought we could have been cool. And pulling this bullshit. Like, Tyrone's not even your real name.
Dude, and I don't know where we are. We were in an area where I looked out of place, man. And they kicked me out. I'm like, can you at least drive me, like, down to the street?
Like, come on, man. Like, drop me off at the safe neighborhood, bro. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, y'all already took my shit. Nigga, these motherfuckers gonna kill me out this bitch.
Bro, and they're like, nah, get the fuck out. I'm like, I get out, and I'm just standing there. And it was probably 2 a.m. I'll never forget. I had one, like, jean leg rolled up. The other one was down. I probably looked homeless. Like, and I got nothing on me, bro. Not a dollar.
I'd be like, yo, look, man, I give you my motherfucking cash, but I can't give you the whole fucking wallet, my nigga. Like, I am not finna go to the fucking DMV, sitting the motherfucking line, waiting on these goddamn new cards and bullshit. Like, nigga, you got the debit cards and the motherfucking debit credit cards, but nigga, I need my ID, my social security card, my motherfucking health.
They didn't take that.
Let me at least keep my motherfucking important documentation, sir. That's all I ask, nigga. Like, you can have this bullshit, nigga.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck, bro. They even stole my Apple.
Your Apple Watch?
No. Just the little thing that tracks, like.
Shit, I want your ass fine this shit. It's like.
They stole that, too.
But did you know that you could actually file an insurance claim after you get robbed? Like, with your health insurance and shit like that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, you could have filed some shit, man. You could have got paid.
The joke was on them, because, bro, I'm broke.
Shit, yeah. Like, I had a fucking empty ass well. Like,
I was really broke.
Wait, so how was we even gonna get the weed then?
Yeah,
well, it'll be bad twice.
You know, they take my shit, and then I'm standing there at 2 a.m. I just start walking, like, trying to find a main street where I can, like, go to a gas station, you know, just figure out where I am.
Yeah.
And I get to a gas station, and no one's helping me. Like, no one was helping me.
You think you want that bullshit, nigga?
Exactly.
So you ain't got your, like, I swear to God, like, if a motherfucker come up here and talk to me and they ask me, and they don't got a phone, my nigga, I'll be like, goddamn, this motherfucker might be trying to.
Just, I stole a fucking Hershey's chocolate bar because these guys won't have, fuck them. I remember that. And then I remember I just started walking. At this point, I had been walking for an hour.
You ain't call the police or nothing?
I had no phone.
Like, you could actually behind the counter, like, yo, call 911 real quick.
No, I didn't call the police. I don't know. I forget why. There was a reason, but I think it was, like.
You was worried they might steal your friend?
I don't know. I don't even know. Maybe the reason I was just too drunk and didn't even think about it.
Like, she didn't worry your ass took to the drunk tank?
Yeah.
So, Chicago PD, they'd be on some bullshit, too.
I was like, I just stole a chocolate bar, too. And so I'm walking, and I just see this lightly lit up brick driveway. It looked really, like, nice, like, just to sit down on. So I go and I sit on it. Like, all right, I'm gonna rest for about, you know, just 10 minutes.
Get your shit together. Like, you still hype.
I was very depleted, you know, and all of a sudden I fall asleep. I sleep around this driveway for about an hour. And then this nice Mexican bus driver lady, she had stopped and literally woke me up. She gets out of the thing, wakes me up. She's like, are you okay? My dumb ass, dude. I go, yeah, thanks. And I just start walking.
What was in that joint you fucking smoked, dude?
Bro. And so I start walking, and I'm like just feeling around, seeing if there's any dude. Little did I know, somehow I came into possession of a small bag of that white powder, and like Popeye would take the spinach, bro. That little bag got me back to downtown Chicago. And now the way this happened was
to walk 45 fucking miles.
No. I was about to. I was planning on it, but then I see a church. It's about 4 a.m. now. I see a church. There's lights that are lighting up the driveway. And then the door is open. Like, I'm like, God, you know, thank you. You know, I walk in and I ring the doorbell. And I'm like, all right, I'm looking around. If no one answers, I'm just going to sleep in here and then wait till the morning because it seems like the safest place. All of a sudden, I hear echoing footsteps coming down this, like, big hall. And then all of a sudden, emerges from two doors open at once, bro, like out of a movie. The coolest priest I have ever seen in my life. So a very smooth black dude with a matte black, you know, the outfit.
Yeah.
With the thickest like gold chain you've ever seen.
Oh, she was like, was that the motherfucking Brooklyn priest?
I don't know.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Dude, I don't know, but he was so cool. And I remember thinking, damn, this guy is cool as hell. And then I'm like, hey, man, I just got robbed. You know, they took all my money. I don't know where I am. How do I get to downtown Chicago? He's like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear it. He's like, well, unfortunately, you're about two hour walk away from, like,
oh, God, damn.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, what are the directions? Because I'm, you know, I'm going. And then he's like, you know, we're here. And he gives me $6 for bus fare. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And he was telling me which bus stops I had to get off at. Dude, I was so messed up, like drunk. I was just like, all I was thinking was just what's the first one? Because I'm going to forget everything else. And so he tells me, and then I go to it. Wait, oh, who pulls up? The Mexican bus driver lady that woke me up.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right? So I give her the bus fare to go to the back of the bus. And I'm just sitting there. I'm resting my head. I'm like, I do the same shit. I went to take a nap just for like 10 minutes. I wake up to her waking me up again. She said, hey, sorry, the bus route is over. Like,
at the end of the line.
I slept the entire time and finished the bus route without getting off. Wake up, get out in a completely Spanish-speaking neighborhood. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know. I have no idea. But
they're motherfucking Latin kings.
Dude, it was crazy. Everyone spoke Spanish, and I saw McDonald's, and I spent the money on hash browns. Eventually, I had found, like, I just waited at a bus stop, and I just, like, begged the bus driver to let me get on. I need to go to downtown Chicago. He said, this isn't the bus stop. That one is. Go wait at that one. I waited at that one. I did the same thing. The guy let me just sit, cruise on down, and then I made it back to downtown Chicago. My buddy had gotten robbed as well, and like he had ran to his friend's house that lived in the area that was originally going to meet up with us.
Yeah.
And I guess like he climbed over the wall, like the security wall, climbed up the flights of the.
He must have been like fucking booking it. That motherfucker like,
he was. He said he ran for about an hour, just running. Didn't know like
if there was. He didn't even look behind him.
He was pulling a Gump, bro.
Oh, they pulled a gun out on him?
No, he was pulling like a Forrest Gump.
Billy hit pills.
Yeah, dude.
Sobered up like a buff.
He didn't know what was going on. Anyways, he got robbed way worse than me in terms of what they took. And something kind of creepy, they didn't take his tracker for his keys or whatever. You know, that little thing that you use to track shit that Apple has. And it was buzzing late at night when we were at the hostel. They were using his phone to look for that thing, which is kind of weird, right? Like,
because you could track either one, vice versa,
right?
So it's like they will take the phone, the tracker, whatever you got on there, because it's like that's the only way they can get away now, because it's like cameras and shit everywhere.
Yeah,
which is like robbing motherfuckers nowadays is such a goddamn gamble, because you know I keep that fucking thing on me, shit, and then motherfuckers like just from my size, people are intimidated by that. Yeah, like, shit, you got to, because it's like, motherfucker, you go to a gas station, the motherfucker pull up with your shit, nigga, I will light that entire motherfucking car up if I didn't have insurance. Because now I'm like, shit, nigga, take that motherfucker and get away, nigga, go to a whole nother state with that bitch, nigga, it's a full tank, don't stop, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
What are you?
Shit, stay far.
What do you carry?
Oh, I got a 9mm Ruger.
Okay.
So one, I want to get another gun. Oh, what about I bought me a motherfucking little pocket rocket, right? A 32, and this bitch was like 150 out the dough.
And those ones mini,
like yeah, a little mini, like revolver, nigga.
Yeah, that's right.
Right in
this kind of yeah,
like shit, like nice pocket, like the
original. So like a lot of people like.
Oh shit! This is like this is the old assassin gun. This bitch was made in 1877.
So it's vintage.
You ain't even got to register this bitch.
Holy shit.
So like when I bought the motherfucking dude, he like, yeah, I'm like, this bitch still fight. Like, yeah, it's still fight. Just got to clean it up a little bit. I cleaned it up and I go to the gun store to get some ammo for this motherfucker. It do not take 32 auto. It takes 32 rimfire short. That ammo is fucking discontinued. They don't even make that shit no more. Shit. But it's like I went online to find like any of the like ammo I could like salvage from like any like vendors, and they selling them bitches about $5 a bullet. It's like you want a box of 50, you talking 200 at least.
That bullet minimum. Better count, bro.
What like, oh, shooting? Oh, this is a walk up on back of the head shit. This is, but I know as soon as I do that shit, nigga, they can trace this bitch quick as hell. Nigga, like, you the only motherfucker in the world with this gun, Mr. Hatcher. They could be nobody else but you. Shit, I mean, I think I'm finna get my motherfucking godfather shit.
Have you ever had a gun pulled on you?
Oh, shit. I haven't had a gun pulled on me, but I've been around motherfuckers who've been shot and stabbed.
Like, at that moment, they had just been shot?
Yeah.
Damn, what is that feeling like?
Oh, shit, it's a feeling of, like, you first, it's like I get a sinking feeling in my chest.
Yeah.
But then that shit is followed by a quick adrenaline pump of, oh, get the fuck out of the way.
Right, right.
So it's like, shit, when I, like, the most recent shit was, like, the stabbing. I was bartending at this one club and shit, I was serving drinks. These two Jamaican dudes was just getting into it, arguing like over a chick that they both wanted to dance with. And these are like some older Jamaican cats. And they're just like, y'all like, pussy white motherfucker, I'm buff my bum cloud. Like all sorts of shit, like pussy white bum cloud, all sorts of that shit. And I'm just like sitting there, I'm serving drinks. And then like, you know, they start like really arguing.
Yeah.
And, like a couple people getting turned off from coming to the bar because of that shit. And I'm like, yo, security, get these dudes the fuck up on out of my area. I don't want this shit here. So they like, security came, broke them up. They told one dude, yo, look, man, y'all causing a ruckus and shit. And like, you know, they back and forth arguing with the security right. And shit. One dude, he like, you know what, man, fuck it. I'm done for the night. I'm going home. So he just leave. The other guy, he like, man, no, fuck that. I paid my money. I'm still in this bitch. I'm buying drink, this, that, and the third. And scared, like, nah, bro, you got to go. It's like you already pissed me off to that point. So he like, yo, I ain't leaving nowhere. So security, they like, no, you getting the fuck up on out of here.
Yeah.
It's the after hour drink. So they grab dude up, trying to take him out. Motherfucker go in his pocket, whip out that blade. Start fucking stabbing dude up.
The security?
Yeah, he started stabbing the security guard up.
Damn,
like, I'm seeing this shit. I'm like, oh, shit. But then, like, you know, the other security guard came up from behind, hemmed him up, grabbed him so he couldn't do it no more. Man, that motherfucking security guard whipped out this blick, put that shit in that nigga face. I'm like, he finna fucking murder this motherfucker for this shit.
So the security guard whipped out a gun?
Yeah, he whipped out on dude who stabbed him. But since his man was behind him directly, if he would have shot and killed that dude, bullet would have kept going and hit his man.
Damn.
So he was like, you know what? He put the fucking thing down. But as soon as he upped that bitch on him, everybody hit the door in that motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
One exit, nigga. That motherfucker. Whoosh. It wasn't like nobody stopped. Nothing like straight water flowing through the motherfucking drain. Nigga, they got out that bitch immediately.
That's crazy, bro.
But then, like, security, he put the gun down. And while dude was still hemmed up, man, he started wailing on this motherfucker. Just straight three good ones.
That guy sounds dope.
He fucking dropped, dude. Then, like, you know, he security pissed off. He like, man, nigga, this shit shut down. Everybody get the fuck out. Takes out some mace, he sprays it in the air. So now I'm fucked up. I'm like, God damn, I just grabbed my tip jar, grabbed the money box, and shit. I get back to where my man is at. My man, he trying to get his girl, but me, I still got my pistol on me, and I'm like, shit, you motherfuckers out here. So I'm just like, man.
And you got the little mini guy?
No, I don't got the mini, full size. Like, I ain't had the mini, because like, that bitch ain't got no bullets. Still ain't got no bullets for that motherfucker. Shit, feel like Elroy. Yo, two bullets this motherfucker.
That's wild, bro.
Oh, dog, it's like, I've seen that, man. I seen a motherfucker get hit by a car.
Oh.
Like, intentionally hit. Like, dog, like, this shit was crazy.
Like walking? Like,
oh, like, I'm walking from the store, right? This is, like, when I'm in school. Like, I'm walking, like, just got out of school, walking from the store, and I'm, like, right down the street from my house. Walking, and I see this one silver Impala just stop hard as hell in the middle of the road, like left tire marks and shit.
Yeah.
So, dude, he hop out, fuck you, bitch. God, you a hoe anyway. And just like slammed the door, kicked the door, like he put a dent in that motherfucker.
Damn.
And like he just like start walking up the chick, just sitting there in the car, like waiting for this motherfucker to come up, put that motherfucker foot on that gas. Boom, hit this motherfucker, he flow over the fucking car.
Oh, shit.
I'm like.
Like a rag doll.
Like, dog. I'm like, god damn. But she kept gunning it. She went and fucking rammed the car into a building. Like an auto shop, because like the other dudes who was in there and whatnot must have seen or felt it, like seen the impact. They come running out.
He was all right?
No, yeah, like he must have got an adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
I don't know. But like, shit, he got up. Ran to that chick car, started kicking the fucking door, ran trying to get her that motherfucker. She locked the door. He beating on the fucking glass, trying to break that bitch. I'm like, goddamn.
Where was this? Can you say?
Shit, this was like over on Finkel and Wyoming.
Damn. Okay.
A lot of shit happened on Finkel, man. That's normal, though. I'm looking at that shit. I'm like, man, nigga, this some bullshit. I just keep walking straight to my crib, nigga. I mind my motherfucking business.
That's all you can do.
That's something my family is always ingrained in us. Mind your own business, because being out here, like, getting other people's shit could be detrimental.
Let me ask you this. Living in Detroit, because I've never really seen, like, Bloods.
Bloods and Crips and shit like that?
Yeah, like, where are they in Detroit?
From what I listen to on the radio, 7 Mile mostly.
They talk about it on the radio?
Yeah, like in rap songs and shit like that. But it's like Detroit, we don't really claim Blood and Crip like that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like they're backed by Blood and Crips or have affiliation with Blood and Crip.
Okay.
It's just because that's the most popular name for gangs.
Clay.
It's like Blood, Crip and shit, but it's like a whole lot of Detroit gangs have their own neighborhood based and shit. So it's like, you know, 12th Street, fucking, and Linwood. Fucking Livernois, Wyoming, Finkel, West Warren.
And these are all gangs.
Like, it's not gang blocks, neighborhoods. Yeah. Right. So, like, people who are in the crew or whatnot.
The block.
The block, basically. So, it's like, you know, it's like, it's not like how in, like, I don't even think that's the proper way to say it, because, like, that's, like, more so L.A. culture. Right. It goes by blocks and neighborhoods and where you're from. Detroit is more like, so, who you know, who you cool with. Right. And, of course, it, like, all originates from the neighborhoods. But it's like, you know, neighborhood school you affiliated with, shit like that. But it's like, unless you really like active in the streets like that, they ain't fucking with you. Like, they'll most likely sell you something rather than try to fuck with you or take something. Unless you really got like iced out fucking shit, some shit that's worth going to jail for, most motherfuckers ain't fucking with it.
Like, if I was walking through.
No, just like, yo.
I mean, I used to.
You want, like, hey, yo, man, you want some weed, want some pussy?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they're going to do. Because, like, look at you like a customer.
I've been asked that, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, yo, like, you want, like, shit. Because everybody look like a customer. It's only, like, until it's like, oh, you either trying to encroach on my business, or you threatening me, or, like, shit, the just. Because, like, not everybody who's, like, in gangs are, like, out here, like,
aggressive.
Okay. Gotcha. Most motherfuckers are just there to make the gang look bigger.
Okay.
So, you know, you got people who fight, people who hustle, people who shoot. It breaks down. It's like, you know, military structures. You got each division got their own section.
That's wild, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's like gang culture is, like, so fascinating. It's, like, so much shit that you, like, really learn from these motherfuckers.
Dude, when I did door-to-door, I was, you know, the only white guy on the block. And I'm in a collared shirt, got the clipboard, and going to house, knocking. Bro, people are cool, man.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's like, because, like, you, like, they don't see you as the threat. You're you just regular Johnny, like, you know,
right.
Person. Like, all right, let's, like, because who wants to make themselves hot by just, like, going out doing shit, dumb shit, everything?
Right.
That's against them.
Yeah, selling 5G Verizon internet. Like,
Shit. Then it's like, shit, that shit hit right on time. You talk about saving some money too? Getting internet access?
Dude,
shit.
Yeah.
You got the hookup?
Well, let me ask you something. Have you been seeing that spinning circle a lot?
Shit, sometimes. Like, on my phone. I haven't updated my phone yet like I want to. It's just like, I be lazy on that shit.
Yeah.
But, like, also with my internet access, like, shit, I don't got a laptop. I just go off on my phone and everything.
That makes sense. That's actually a common occurrence in this area. So Verizon actually just put up these big 5G towers. Like, we can actually, well, let me ask you something. Do you have Medicaid?
No, I got like a job. I got insurance.
Okay. Do you, by chance, I forget what the other, but that was the pitch. that was the pitch right there.
Like, what free government subsidy?
You
want to wake up, get food stamps, get free lunch? Like,
Like,
how does the government help you?
We would have to name it. Like, all these.
Like, how do you like your government subsidy? Like, which subsidy do you use? That's
like, with this, you'll get that free internet.
Like, that's like, motherfucker, talking about how broke are you? Like, what the fuck? Like,
this is a true thing. And I say it, you know, it's one of my jokes. I couldn't sell in Detroit. The only place that I could not sell, and I thought it was because I was white, but it was because the way I was wording things.
Yeah, she sound like goddamn police, motherfucker trying to scam.
For real, because I would go, I'd knock, I would say, hey, how you doing today, sir? Right away, they just were like, something's up. And so my team leader, Javion, he lived in Detroit, and he's like, I'm gonna come with you and see what you're doing wrong. And so he comes with me. We knock on the door. I do, you know, I'm, hey, how you doing today, sir? He's like, stop right there. That's your problem. You got to think about it. You're the only white man on the block. You're carrying around a clipboard, and you got a collared shirt on, like going up to random people's houses.
You look suspicious.
And you're saying, hey, sir, like it sounds like you're ready to sell something, which you are, you know, but like, you can't sound like that. So he said, you got to be more cool. You got to say, you know, hey, how you doing today, boss man? And I swear to God, when I started saying boss man, I started making sales in Detroit. It's wild, bro, which is crazy because he had like the same problem, but in, I forget the area, but it was like a predominantly white area. Like, it's all about the wording.
Oh, yeah, shit. Like I said, like, because for everybody, it's like your wording and your grammar speaks volumes because it's like it shows intellect, your intention. It's like, you know, when especially like when people have been scammed before. Or they look out for scams, they look for like this certain shit.
True.
It's like whenever I see a fucking phone number that I don't know, I send that shit immediately to voicemail. And if they don't leave no voicemail, they don't get no call back.
Yeah, it's, dude.
And sometimes same. Like, nigga, I be, cause like, as of, like, cause I do construction on the side and shit, and like, I be like applying on shit on Indeed. So mm-hmm. I be thinking it's like, oh, a job recruiter, something like that. It be like, motherfucker, just fucking hot air on the goddamn line.
Yeah. You ever get a text, like, you sign up for ZipRecruiter or whatever, you ever get these texts, like, about a position, and it's just some, it has nothing to do with what you signed up for?
Oh, my God, that shit, like, LinkedIn, it's like, I haven't used that shit in 10 years.
Same,
like,
bro.
Like, they won't delete the account for shit, though. It's like, most services, when you, like, don't use that shit for a little while, they're like, you know, we're just gonna unsubscribe you, delete your shit. Like, LinkedIn, they're like, nah, we need all.
Bro, that's
your ass still active.
You can't delete your account.
Shit, I swear that shit is crazy. I'd be like, man, like, I'm not even on here. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck is trying to contact me on LinkedIn?
Dude, I mean, bro, the only people that go on there every now and then just to see, and the only people that message me are people that are trying to sell me some, like, you know, we can boost your, you know, how many people see your,
like,
shit.
Bots and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you ain't got nothing new, homie. Like, I can get that shit on my own.
It's yeah.
Like, I remember when that first started, like, coming out, when it was like, oh, there's bots in the chat. I was like, what the fuck do they mean, there's bots in the chat? It's just like an AI algorithm
that
print out any goddamn thing.
That shit gave me a psychosis. I literally lost my mind because these bots were fucking with me. Yeah. Well, at least that's what I thought was happening. I also wasn't taking care of myself. But, you know, so, like, the mixture of this and just always being on, like, at the time it was Twitter, like, I was gaining, like, a following. And, you know, I had like 3.7K followers, you know, and it was within the NFT Web3 culture, like, space, because I was really big into that because of the, you know, podcast that I was doing with the stocks and the crypto. And so to know what NFTs are, like, going to, you know, be good, you have to be immersed within that space. And
like, what crypto do you think is, like, popping right now?
I mean, I can tell you, this is crazy. So I'm very good at giving, like, advice for what to invest in. I myself am so bad just leaving money, like, in one spot. I have this, I'm very bad. Like, I feel like I need to spend it.
Oh, dude, like, I'm bad with my money, like, all the fucking time. Like, I make good money and I have the ability to make more than what I currently make. It's just like, I value my time chilling over making money.
Right, right.
Because it's like, I've always looked at, like, work all fucking year around. And at the end of the year, you ain't really got no memories because all you did was at work.
Right.
Shit, I like to chill, go hang out and shit. Like, I like to value my time. But it's like, also when I need to get a couple of dollars, I'm like, all right. Let's throw these specials up on Facebook. House painting, like, shit, I painted a room for $100. Da, 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 da. I got this. Da. Like, huh?
Do some Uber?
I haven't Ubered. Like, Uber. Like, it's me, like, nah, because, like, I don't really like driving like that. And then it's, like, really dope. I really need to, though, nigga. I pay, like, $600 a month for this fucking truck, and I've only got, like, 11,000 miles on it in a fucking 3-year lease. I'm in the second and a half year of this motherfucker. But that's what I'm gonna have to do because, like I gotta start getting this money because, shit, nigga, this inflation and my weed man, these strippers, all these motherfuckers is calling me for some goddamn money, and it's like, yo, I only got enough.
Bro, you okay? You want to hear the thing that I've been doing lately? So, when I Uber, I would tell them my jokes. I say, I do comedy. You want to hear some jokes? And I'll explain to them while doing the joke, like the joke. So, like, I'll say why I say this when I pause and whatnot. It's been honing my skills. It's been because, like, I'll crush in the car. I'll make them die laughing. And then if they don't laugh, then I'm like, all right.
Oh yeah, see, of course they gonna die laughing every time because you the motherfucker driving. They like, oh, get
But it's
the
real, bro. It's real. I swear. It's like they, because they won't laugh. Like if it's not funny, they're not, they don't give a fuck.
Oh no, I don't like that too. Yeah, cause
But
like,
it's just good practice. Like if you know.
oh yeah, because like I work at an apartment complex, and because I've been doing property maintenance for like basically all my working life since I was 17.
Right.
So like doing that, and then being able to have the experience of just meeting new people, talking to people, because I've met people from every walk of life, like from working at the college campus, working downtown, midtown, Section 8. So I met rich people, poor people, all in between.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, like that should be crazy, especially when I get to talking or joking with them, because that's where a lot of my material comes from. At this one apartment, this one unit, and like this lady, she had this old dog in there. And I mean, like, she loves the dog just a little bit too much because she treats the dog human, giving him all sorts of human food, fucking neck bones, ribs,
Oh,
fucking
shit.
collard greens, shit like that. And dog ain't supposed to have that, nigga, because like the dog looks like it's all fucked up,
What type
just
of dog?
like it's not a pit
Small or
bull, but
big?
it's like a boxer.
Okay, boxer.
So she got this boxer, that motherfucker about damn near 100 pounds,
Oh,
big as
yeah.
hell. Back paws all swole the fuck up from high blood pressure from
Oh,
all that goddamn
shit.
food that shouldn't be eaten. I'm like, man, this is just fucked up. Breathing the dog fucked up because the lady is a heavy ass smoker, so the dog breathes in
Oh.
all this goddamn secondhand smoke. Just fucking look at you.
Dang, bro.
I would just be like, man, lady, you need to get this dog somewhere better. He's gonna have a
Put
better
him
life.
outside, yeah.
You act like shit. Motherfucking take this dog to a veterinarian.
Something I noticed when I'm Ubering, like in downtown Detroit, there's a lot of cats. I love cats, bro. I got five cats in my house. A lot of these cats, do you know,
Oh
are
shit.
they just homeless
I
or?
gotta assume so. Shit, some of these cats like just be out here fucking all goddamn day and night. Nobody like Bob, ever since Bob Barker died, nigga, nobody been getting their pets spayed or neutered. But
Why is
like
it
it's
true?
like, no, these motherfuckers is out here. My friend Henry, this motherfucker, he said, dude, it's like 30 cats on this block. And like they be like out here fucking running shit, nigga. Like he said he has not seen a rat, mouse, squirrel, nothing.
Oh, that's what's up.
Like they did like one cat, then like it's this one dude who got this parked RV on his block,
Yeah.
and the cat somehow managed to get inside that motherfucker. And like whenever a cat gets pregnant, it just goes inside there and having babies. Cause the dude, he doesn't even go in there no more.
Dang.
Like he said, man, this cat shit pissing there,
You
motherfucker
just
just.
left it happen?
Like, he just said, nigga, that's theirs now.
Oh,
He
hell
just
yeah.
got it sitting there. I'm like, nigga, get this shit towed off the fucking block, nigga. Bring it down to property value. Nigga, mayor didn't work this goddamn hard for that. And you see the new sign we got for Detroit?
No.
Man, that's on some bullshit. I swear to God.
What is it? What's it say?
Like, no, the Detroit sign. You haven't seen
Oh,
the picture of it?
like the symbol?
No, like, you haven't seen the sign
No.
they got on I-95? Google it. Dog,
Is there any way we could Google that of yours?
like dog, motherfucker, like Google the original picture that they had showed us and what the fuck we got. Because like I swear to God,
Yo,
that
I don't
shit
even
is
know
crazy.
who the mayor is. I know who he used to be.
Duggan, Mike Duggan.
Okay. Mike Duggan. Is he cool? Okay.
No, not the free, it's the new like Hollywood.
Oh,
You probably
what?
got it like
We
right there.
got we have
That's
that.
what's it. Like you see it?
That's in Detroit?
No, that's on 94, see? Because look, that look at the sign they promised us right there on the left,
Oh,
right
that's
to right.
hilarious.
It's like, nigga, that shit, like those letters is like five fucking stories tall and
Bro,
big as hell.
you can't even see it.
Like, dude, like it's like the fuck
That's sad as hell.
is like man, they gotta just be posted downtown the goddamn Joe Louis Arena fist, the tire at Allen
Damn.
Park, nigga. That's what the fuck we need to be posted, nigga. This is just bullshit.
Bro, that is
Like that
hilarious.
shit must be conditional upon that Super Bowl win. They like, y'all ain't getting that shit off of fucking
True.
this side.
Yeah. They're like, until you get that Super Bowl.
Look like, at like some Detroit niggas promising the fucking world, and then this the shit they deliver. Like, yeah, this is gas. So this is gonna fire, nigga. This is gonna be some ass shit, nigga. They ain't coming with that motherfucker mid shit. Like, bro, what the hell is this?
Bro.
Like, how much money did y'all spend on this? Y'all gonna fucking field in some fucking potholes on this shit.
Dude, the roads in Detroit are the worst roads I've ever driven on.
Oh shit! What about like when I went to the competition? Like I went over there, Schaefer and Myers.
What was the name of the place that you did the competition at?
Shit, I can't think of the name, but it's just the address they gave me.
Gotcha.
So, but like the streets over there used to be vicious as hell, but then they repaved them hoes. It felt like the streets went to rehab. It got clean. Like I swear to God, like but the people they still kind of fucked up. But like the streets, oh man, that shit looked nice.
That's what's up, bro. I mean, dude, that you know. I got a question. What do you think? Like, what was your thought? Like, when you saw me at that open mic, and you just saw me kind of coming to these open mics.
Oh shit!
Like, what was your first thought? Because I just wondered because you know, from my perspective, like I'm a white guy, you know, and I'm in an like normally there's. I would assume there
like
was
a normally like yeah. A white guy in an all black environment. Like it really didn't matter to me. Like I was like, all right, man, new guy coming up, like same like me. I'm like, yo, shit.
It didn't matter. But what did you think my material?
I thought it was decent material. No, I thought you still like. I thought your material was gonna be mostly like, you know, like not like preppy or something like that. Yeah. Just like talking about, you know, black, like white kid growing up in Detroit.
Right.
Like, you know, going through like that type of thing. Like I'm the Eminem of my friend group.
Right.
Like some shit like that. But it's like, you know, like, because like when you start going into it, I was like, okay, like, I was like, is that something like you worked all around before? Because I didn't know like you were just starting. Is that something like you were like over in like white clubs more so than started coming here? Like, I didn't know what to expect when I first went to the open mic.
Right.
Because I didn't know, like, because you was part of the group at first, because I didn't see you at the meeting at first.
But that's such a, like, I'm happy you said that, because that is, like, true. Like, I never did, the only time, I did my first open mic before COVID happened at the Coffee Bean and in Plymouth. And I was the only one that did comedy. Like everyone else, like doing, you know, poetry, like mm-hmm. you know, this art stuff, and I bombed because I was way too self-deprecating, and by the end of it, they just felt bad for me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, right at home. Well, bro, and then so the next week, COVID happens, and so then I can't, you know, and then
shut the fuck down. Like I remember that shit, like when the fucking I was heated. Nigga, I couldn't find no fucking toilet paper. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, nigga? Like, all the good shit was gone. Nigga. All they had left was that bullshit ass, like, CVS brand toilet paper. Shit. The thinnest bullshit that fuck up your goddamn ass. Oh, my God.
It'll make you bleed.
Yeah. Oh, man, like, getting fucking cut like some goddamn white fucking goddamn sandpaper.
That's
I was like, man. And then, like, I went over to my dad's house. This motherfucker got, like, 30 motherfucking like bundles of this shit, like in the like 50 pack.
Oh shit. Okay.
I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing with all this toilet paper? Like, oh shit, it's like, you never know.
Did he give you some?
Like, yeah, he gave me a little bit, but it's like, damn, like this motherfucker got a whole fort worth of fucking toilet paper in this goddamn bathroom. I'm like,
I mean, bro,
it don't spoil. So I'm like, all right, you got something for like later generations.
Right. I wonder if it ever goes bad. Like, it gets more stale. You know what I mean?
Like, only if it's like really exposed to like moistures like that in the air.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because like some people, they take it like they'll dunk some toilet paper in the like if you like want to get plants growing, they'll take like toilet paper. They'll like get it wet, put like some dirt, some mud, like and some other little shit in there, like food, like compost. And like that shit will absorb into it, and then like kind of create like a little fungus mold shit to like germify the seeds and get them to sprout.
That's wild, bro. How'd you know that?
YouTube. I'd be like, YouTube, the most random bullshit in the world. Like, I learned more of YouTube than I ever did in high school. I keep it a buck.
I agree with that for sure.
It's like, nigga, I see why these kids don't give a damn in class. Nigga, they like, motherfucker, you ain't my real teacher. See what Mr. Beast and them doing.
Bro, that's hilarious, man.
I really think about it. Like, all the shit my mom and dad told me you needed to be successful. They fucking lied. Education.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucking not being on drugs. Motherfucking staying away, staying in from sex. Nigga, everybody who doing all the fuck shit is rich, having fun, time of their goddamn life. Me, I'm fucking high school graduate. I got some college motherfucking experience. Nigga, all I got is debt, bills, and work. Hey, bro. Working, nigga. That shit is over. That's what
bro, same here, man.
Yeah, I'm about to motherfucking go. Like, I can't wait till Big Meech come home, man. I'm gonna go straight up to that man, ask him, put me on. Give me a sec.
Who's that?
Put me in, coach. Big Meech from BMF.
Okay.
Yeah,
but, bro. Yeah, it's the same thing for me, man. And I went to college and I got a degree. And I
don't use that motherfucker.
Because I can't. No, well, and dude, I got it in something that I like wanted to, you know, go into because I thought like podcasting. It was in digital media production. Bro, they didn't teach me anything about podcasting. I learned it all on my own. They were teaching me shit about the radio, like the big soundboard. I'm like, dude, I always tell my professor, I'm like, hey, this isn't relevant anymore. Like,
it's relevant if you want to like have the job of producing the show, right, as in like actually volume control, editing, lighting, like that is very important. Yeah, to production. It's like 90% of the production is the shit behind the scenes. 10% right. is like when you see it. That's when everything culminates, come together, and boom, you got the product. You can put it out, and it's good.
I guess yeah, and it would be more for like.
Because how much time do we got left?
I think we're about to end. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, just to, for example, like this studio, it's like, you know, he has that soundboard.
Yeah.
Can you play a quick little sound? I mean, look at that, like right there, you know, that's all you need to know. Like you, I went to school and you wasted money.
Oh, like it's a hustle. Like college is a hustle. Like I swear to God, the prerequisites. Man, nigga, that shit, like, I'm so mad I fell for that shit. Like, I went to Henry Ford College first. Then, like, I went out and, like, I just went to there for one semester, nigga. Like, I went there for heating and cooling. And the two classes I ended up taking because I was a part-time student was English and poli-science.
Science?
Yeah, political science. I was like, the fuck this shit got to do with heating and cooling? Like, I guess it's like when you're on the job, you got to have some good conversation.
Yeah.
You want to be able to, like, you know, come back with good rebuttals and shit. Like, I'd be like... You know what? I went to Northwestern Tech, nigga. They said, yo, 10 and a half months, we teach you everything you need to know. Got in that shit, boom.
They taught you everything.
Everything.
That's what's up.
Got my certifications and everything, been working, making money, doing my thing. And the only problem with it is like motherfuckers keep asking me, hey, yo, come over here, check out my furnace. Come over here, my AC. Like, nigga, I'm not trying to do that on my day off. And then it's like when I be like, all right, like how much money you talking about? I give these motherfuckers the price. They don't want to be paying that shit.
Yeah, dude.
It'd be like some motherfuckers trapped in the 90s thinking that you supposed to like just rebuild an entire fucking bathroom from scratch for like $400. Like, right, bro, that right. shit is.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that's a great point. And just because we got to wrap up pretty soon, I just want to, you know, finish it off with a little bit about you real quick. Just
right.
In terms of comedy. When did you decide you wanted to be a comedian?
Shit, I've always wanted to have the desire of being like comedian or famous in some aspect ever since I was a kid. It's just like when I started to take it serious was about a few years ago.
Okay.
Shit, like, cause I had like a fucking life death experience.
Okay.
Yeah, shit, nigga, I ate an edible. That shit fucked me up. I was in the fucking back of the ambulance tripping, nigga. I was like, it was a weed brownie, man. That shit was just too fucking strong for me, nigga. I was in the back.
You just got your high?
No, like some shit, nigga. I was in the back, like, nigga, I'm gonna have a fucking heart attack. I don't hear his shit. Like, oh, God.
I thought you were about to tell me that.
Yes,
like, crazy car crash, like, some night.
No, like, I was at the crib. I ate a fucking brownie. I was, like, chilling. That shit started to kick in. This shit went in a little too hard on me. I was like, oh, shit. My chest started hurting.
Oh,
I was like, God damn, nigga, I'm fucking dying.
I'm like, the fucking extra?
Bathroom fan is on, and that shit just started to sound like, oh. Like, what the fuck? Like, you jeep? Like, oh, God. Like, I didn't think it was going to happen like this. Like, you're the first thing in Detroit to have a weed, bro. He's like, what? Shit, I was like, man, like I called the ambulance. The ambulance, they pull up, and like you know the look when it's like two dudes. They like, motherfucker, like,
yeah.
Nigga, I was like, same motherfuckers were burning buildings and car crashed. Yo, ass, like, punk ass can't have a weed, bro. Get your ass in the back, motherfuckers. Take you to the hospital. So I'm in the hospital, right? And like just in the like bed, and I'm like still tripping off this shit. I'm like, God damn, nigga, my big brother finna fucking kill my uncle who sold me this fucking weed brownie.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, that shit gonna fuck up the family. And it was like, I look over and I see this other chick. She's in there and she tweaking off something. I don't know. She must have bought the same bag for my uncle. So she tweaking and shit. Then she like just like lift up her shirt, take off her shirt and shit. Nigga, titties all out, fat as hell.
Like fat or like
nice big, big, okay. Big, yeah, like nice set, nice, okay. Like a good ass titty. Like I'm like, God damn, it's nice Taylor joints. I'm like, if I gotta die, nigga, this shit ain't the worst way. Like shit, all right, Lord, take me up. Shit, it can't be that bad if you gonna send me some titties before I go. Shit.
Now, one last question.
Yeah.
If that girl would have asked you to come here, check on these titties.
Immediately. Any and all shit, nigga, I'm in the hospital. I've already admitted myself, so I'm not under the control of whatever the fuck happened, nigga. Shit. Hey. Shit, I'm just like, oh, I did what? Oh, yeah, you know, I was tripping. I was going off that shit, and I already admitted myself, so it's not a crime. It's like, if you get caught with some cocaine on the job, if you go to a rehab clinic and admit yourself your job, can I fire you?
Oh shit! Okay.
Oh yeah, because it's like you're taking proactive steps and getting the shit.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it's like it'd be so much shit that you see like that you just gotta learn about the small shit.
Right.
Like I said, like with you getting robbed, it was like one chick she ended up having sex with a dude in his car, and she got an STD. She sued his insurance company for it and won $20,000.
Damn, bro.
Because it happened in the car.
Fuck.
Like, if you fall and hurt yourself at your friend's house, nigga, you can sue their insurance.
I could. So you're telling me if a girl gave me an STD, I could sue her?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm about to make some money. I'm just playing.
Yeah, they're raw dog and they ain't got damn thing.
But no, thank you so much. Thank for that. Appreciate you, bro. For real. And obviously, you know, Jalen will be a recurring guest on the J-Rob pod because, you know, he fits the vibe very well. And that's what we're going to do here, you know. We're just going to have fun conversations. Just talk, you know, really. Yeah. And thank you for listening. And we'll be releasing one every week. Also, your Instagram?
My Facebook and Instagram is my name, Jalen Hatcher. JalenHatcher for the Facebook. For the Instagram, it's in the reverse. No spaces, no special letters. Okay. And if you spell your name Jaylen, you're weird.
I'll edit any thing. And also, I have your name spelled wrong on my phone.
Yeah, Jay, like, because I be telling people, like, nah, it's like Jalen Rose.
I have the Y in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening. And then you'll be performing next.
Yeah, I'll be performing tonight at Tony Roney's Comic Vibe.
Okay.
8 p.m. sharp.
Fantastic.
Thank Friday and Saturday.
All right, guys. See you.
Peace.